阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客狗熊有话说，一听就停不下来的哦。
Alright, 大家好，我是大狗熊。刚刚看完了 WWDC 2020年的 Keynote 发布会，那么有一些感受出自于设计师的角度。因为这次发布会呢，发布了很多很多这个新的功能，甚至是一些硬件上的一些架构的变化。那么有很多其他的媒体和这个科技博主也会聊这些相关的话题，我呢更想从这个设计师的角度聊一聊这次 WWDC 带给我们的一些启发，还有之后我们可以通过这次 WWDC 学到一些什么东西，以及更好的设计一些产品。 OK, 那么第一个趋势就是 less is more, 少就是多。其实这个趋势已经不是一个新的东西了。那么在几年前，甚至只在短短的那么七八年前啊，这个时间变化的实在是太快。在短短的几年前呢，大家还很习惯去搜索一些新鲜的软件、新鲜的 App, 然后下载下来试用、发布、评论，然后会经常去寻找有哪些软件是刚刚出来的，别人也在用的，或者是价格有优惠的。但只过了那么几年，大家都进入到了一个 overwhelmed, 就是已经被这些海量的软件的选择冲淡了。那么最终我们选择的可能只有那么两三屏幕的这个软件，其实每天你常用的按照数据统计呢，只有七个软件。这也带来了一个问题，就是如何找到有用的软件。那么这不是我们的问题，也是像 Apple、 像这个 Google、 像这样的一些大厂他们面对的问题。所以在这次 WWDC 上呢，推出了两个主要的解决方案来解决这个问题，就是让帮助人们如何找到他们需要的软件。那么第一个呢是 App Library, 那么这个呢就是在手机上我们查看具体的这个 app 的时候呢，会有一些 layout, 然后会有一些重新组合成这个文件夹的形式，大家都看了就不用多说了。这个方法当然很好，但我觉得它只是解决了一个就是 iPhone 层面或者是这个软件层面的一个应用的一个问题。那么另外一个呢，就是 Apple学习了微信的小程序，那么推出了一个叫 Apple Clip, 可以翻译为苹果的小程序吗？反正我不知道怎么翻译啊，这就是 Apple Clip。 那么也是一样的，在需要的那个场景呢，扫一个码，然后呢就可以实时的去使用那个软件。而且在使用的时候呢，因为 Apple 已经在提前布局的时候强制所有的 App 都需要用 Apple ID 来登录，通过 App 来登录。那么这个强制其实可能就是为了这个 Apple Clip, Apple 的小程序来铺路的啊，战略上做得非常的厉害。这样的一个方式当然很好，就是可以让我们比如说你要去骑共享单车的时候，骑 Scooter 的时候扫一下码OK 了就可以用了，然后就直接用 Apple Pay 支付，用完了以后也不用再去装那个软件，避免了装大量的软件然后有隐私泄露啊等等的这样的一些问题。那么是解决了一个软件过载的一个问题。那么对于开发者来说，当然这是一件好事啊，可以让开发者呢更好的去专心于就是你的软件有更多的渠道可以让用户发现，那么是一个利好的。当然如果说它是革命性的，我不觉得它有多么革命，因为这只是解决了一个入口的一个问题嘛。那么这个是第一个，就是少就是多。那么这个趋势其实我们可以学习，就是在你制作自己的产品应用和内容的时候，要记住现代的用户已经是被大量的信息、大量的软件、大量的功能砸得有点晕了。那么怎么能够通过减少不需要的干扰，让它更集中在你需要就是更关键的那个核心的价值的功能上的，这一点是 不光是做产品做设计的人，就是所有在生产内容的所有的知识工作者都应该考虑的一个问题。那么第二个呢，是第二个启发呢，是我们看到了一个 seamless user experience。 那么这一点呢，是现代用户的一个需求，也是一样，很多年以前，几年前我们没有这样的需求。比如说我们在用一个笔记本电脑打字的时候，不会想我在这儿点一下复制，我需要在手机上马上粘贴出来和别人去用。但是在现在呢，通过因为这个科技发展加上这个大家使用场景的不断变化呢，这个功能就是这种需求出现了，就是无缝的衔接，我在这个设备上的操作在那个设备上能够应用，甚至是我在这个设备上使用的一个外接设备，比如说我的这个耳机，那么也要在另外的一个设备上能够实时的去应用。这呢体现出苹果它的一个生态圈的一个特点，所以我就不再多说了，因为喜欢苹果的人都知道，苹果的生态圈就在于你使用它的一个产品就离不开了，所有的产品都得慢慢的去使用。但苹果这次呢提出了一些很有趣的解决方案，比如说它提出了一些在软件层面在手机应用层面也是seamless experience， 比如说你在看视频的时候可以画中画，然后呢就一边听着声音一边呢可以继续去浏览看日历啊，或者是这个通讯录里面打字啊，聊天软件里面聊天啊，这个功能其实很适合现代人，它会增加现代人的手机的使用习惯。所以这一点你会看出苹果作为一个厂家的一个矛盾之处，一方面呢它推出了很多功能，比如说它要这个 screen time 要控制你的这个使用时间，然后注意健康，甚至 Apple Watch 要教你怎么去好好的洗手，但另外一方面呢，像它的这样的一些设计呢又强制大家去，或者说引诱大家去更多的去使用它的这个电子设备和产品。这个是 seamless user experience。 当然最大的一个改变呢，就是增加了自己的这个苹果开始做自己的芯片，而且呢之后呢会逐渐把产品呢过渡到全部使用自家的芯片。那么这一点呢有很多科技媒体会进一步的阐述，但不是我的专业范围，所以我就不多聊了。但是这一点我觉得可能会带来一个很有趣的一个感受，就是比如说当你的Mac 操作系统可以使用 iOS 的软件，那么当这些硬件设备的界限逐渐模糊的时候，那么清晰的会是 分隔会是什么呢？比如说现在如果你的笔记本电脑已经可以应用 iPhone 的这个软件的话，那么其实区别就只在于屏幕的显示尺寸、输入的 方式和使用的场景这些变化而已。那么更多的变化会有什么样的不一样的可能，所以我也很期待，不知道之后的未来会有什么样的发展。第三个我收获的一些东西呢，就是 design trends， 特别是从这个设计UI 设计角度，那么可以看到就是新的拟物化已经成为一个已经回来的潮流。以前的拟物化叫 Skeuomorphism， 那么新拟物化呢叫 Neuromorphism。 其实严格来说这个还不算新的拟物啊，这种新拟物化就是它不是严格的去按照以往的物品的这个形状、大小、颜色这些去做设计，比如说真的是一个电话就画出一个电话的样子啊，画出一个电话机的样子。那么新拟物呢，它是把它抽象成一个电话的一个 icon， 但是呢还是有这种立体感，有阴影，有光线的这种照耀。那么这种呢叫做 neuromorphism， 那么这个在现在已经慢慢变成潮流。而且呢因为现在的硬件设备屏幕显示的分辨率还有这个运算的能力都越来越强，所以大家可以看到大量的这个渐变的效果的这种设计，抽象风格的设计，还有一些微弱交互的这个细腻交互的一些设计呢已经成为现在的趋势。那么作为设计师来说呢，大家可以看我刚刚录的另外一个英文视频关于这个 WWDC 呢，我也提到了作为设计师呢你需要 可能要增强自己作为这个 gradient， 就是渐变，还有色彩，还有这个基本形状的这些把握，因为这些方面呢会区分出你在这个设计潮流上的一些这个比较根本的能力。 OK， 那么最后一点我觉得很有意思的就是苹果这次在发布会上的专门说他们的这个翻译啊做得很好，然后这个专门推出了一个 app， 那么你在这边说英文那边就会打出中文来，然后你说中文这边就会打出英文来，可以在一个屏幕上互相都会看得到啊，等等等等。那么啊，还可以借助人工智能啊、神经网络啊去做运算，当然现在科技的发展已经非常厉害了。其实这个带来一个很有趣的一个特点，就是这个世界现在前所未有的没有那么全球化，就是我重新组织一下这个语言，就是这个世界现在变得越来越分裂，那么大家越来越局限在自己的国家和自己的群体，但是呢科技呢又变得越来越开放，能力越来越强，能够帮助我们解决这些问题。你的语言可以第一时间翻译成另外的语言，但思维上的这个差异呢却很难被翻译成另外的一种思维方式。所以我觉得从我们个人来说，这次发布会当然说的是这些，但我作为个人来说会有一个感受，就是如果能够把自己的注意力和时间集中在能够把你的思维也转换为别人能够理解的思维，那么可能你在未来会有更大的发展。如果是在科技行业，如果能利用科技，利用自己的产品和内容帮助人们更好的连接 connected， 那么可能你的产品和内容呢会有更大的价值和未来。这是我今天的一些随感，那么没有增加太多的复杂的特效什么，就这样的干说啊，希望你不会嫌弃。如果有更多的感受和体会呢，记得和我分享我的 YouTube 频道狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 记得搜索和订阅。如果喜欢这个视频，请点击一个 like点赞的这个标志啊，谢谢你的收看，我们下个视频里面再见，拜拜。Hello guys, this is Bear. I just watched Apple's WWDC 2020 a few minutes ago. So this video is going to share of some of my takeaways as a UX and UI designer. So yeah, let's start it. It is the first time that Apple did it without any live audience, which I think is very good because we can put all the attention on the feature and the content they are providing, not about some cool flash things that will draw away our attention as the designer and developers. So a few takeaways that I got. The first one is less is more will become the main design problem we need to solve, because in the current stage, when everyone gets used to our smartphone full of different apps, we are just, as a user, lost our direction when we trying to use the apps. Sometimes we even cannot find the right apps we're going to use. So which is why Apple launches the app library as a solution. And also they launched quite similar concepts as WeChat micro program, which they called Apple Clip. So with that concept, during the right context, user can use their iPhone to scan an Apple code, and quite similar as a QR code, so they can use the service during that scenario and then just
live it without any without download an app, which is a great concept because it was already validated by WeChat micro program. So I think that could be some good opportunity for developers, especially for some large, or how to say that, maybe small and medium size of the business would be very benefited from this feature. And also we can think it as a design challenge, the challenge that people cannot find the app they are going to use, or they cannot find useful apps because there are endless apps. So how to solve it? So Apple have two options mentioned during this WWDC keynote. One is the app library, the other is Apple Clip. So probably we as a designer can have some more solutions later. And the other thing is seamless user experience. So before, I think a few years ago, maybe let's say 5 years ago, we are quite used to the concept that your devices is different from other, one device is different from the other. So the scenario, the context is totally different, and it's okay. It was okay that they are not collaborate with each other. But now, like, everyone get used to, or just so get used to the concept that if I use something on my laptop, I should pick it up right away when I use my smartphone or when I use my tablet. It should be like the experience should be like a seamless experience. But it's really hard for the brand without an ecosystem, but it will be very easy for Apple to doing that. And that's why a lot of people start to use Apple's products will find it's hard to run away from them, me as a good example. And I think during this keynote, Apple mentioned that seamless user experience, such as the picture-in-picture when you use iPhone, and also like Siri will not interrupt with the whole layout screen to stop the app you're using. And also when there's a phone calling, when there's a call, and there will be not like a full screen interruption with the app you're using. So this is something that can really help us to improve the seamless user experience. And also, one of the big announcement during this keynote is that Apple is going to release their own silicon, their own chip. So that's, I think, it's a big move, but we can see it like in a few years later, the result will become obvious. But for now, I think it doesn't matter for our normal users. Yeah, and the other thing really makes me feel excited is about that Apple's macOS is going to available that for the users to use iOS apps in Mac OS system. So that could be like a big result, because that reveals another question, another problem, or another interesting topic. So laptop, tablet, and smartphone, now if they can all share the apps together, universal in all the platforms, which means the boundaries are really blurring. So it's like, now it's just the size and the context and how to input or output the file that matters. But the other thing, like the equipment, like the device itself, doesn't matter. So that could lead us to a really interesting future, and really looking forward to see what's going to happen next. And from a designer's perspective, especially if you're doing some UI design, user interface design, there are some trends we can capture from this keynote. The first one is that we can see because the performance of modern devices and technology are so good, which brings back something we cannot achieve in a few years ago. So now we can see a lot of gradient design and new neomorphism design is coming back. And also you can see a lot of soft shadows in different design, in some icons or the user interface. There's, you can see some different depth and levels, which means that it could become a trend. It could become a trend in this year and the years coming. So I think if you're going to design some new product, probably can develop some time, invest some time in upscale your color palette and gradient theory. So that could be one thing I will personally focus on for a while. And also, the other thing is that typography should be simple and elegant as usual. And remember, less is more in this stage. So as a designer, no matter you're a web designer or UI designer, you should have some UX mindset because you have to think from the customer, the users. Point of view and try to solve their problems. Yeah, and one thing for the last but not the least is the translation service. That's quite interesting because I speak Chinese and English, and it's so exciting to see if you can speak Chinese and the English translation will happen lively, and also other languages are available. So this is exciting. But you know, at this stage, the world is really separated and departed from countries to countries. But the technology really help us. Like the technology help us can seamlessly translate all the things to each other. So I think the departure or the separation is just a temporary, and our goal, I think, is to get technology to help people connect it. And if you can do that, you will have a lot of opportunity in the future. And for me, it's so exciting to see a lot of new feature and releases and for the iOS and Mac developers. And as a designer, I think it's a good opportunity to learn something new and to catch the trend. Right, so that's my takeaway for WWDC, and hope you like it. If you have any comment, please leave it below. And if you haven't subscribed my video, please subscribe or hit a like button. So it will help me to improve and build and make better video in the future. Right, thanks for watching. See you in another one. Bye.